Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board. We're looking forward to our dialogue and discussion today as we confront issues from a biblical perspective. I believe that it's time in America as Christians, as pastors, as churches, that we stand up, speak up, and come out from under the beds and out of the closet and face the issues based on the authority of the Scripture. God's given us His Word. From Genesis 1:1 through the Revelation text, we find the progressive revelation of God to man. And in God's revelation of Himself to man, we find that God created the home, God created the government, God created church, the church, and in that order. And so, ladies and gentlemen, anything that we see taking place in the world today, and more particular as we see things taking place and transpiring in America, falls into one of those three categories. It's either the home, it is the government, we call it government today, political issues we call them, or the church. And whether it's biblical, theological, doctrinal issues, or the home issues, or governmental power control that's taking place in Washington today, we need to face those issues, and we need to do so squarely, and the realization, the recognition that if we don't, who will? If we don't stand now, when? And we need to recognize the need to do so. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about laughing, lying, and lost. Laughing, lying, and lost. Let me just give you a little illustration or indication of that. Recently, Lieutenant Governor of Texas made this statement. He said, Homeland Security Secretary is lying, Kamala Harris is laughing, and Joe Biden is completely lost. We're going to look at headline after headline after headline today, and we're going to talk about that. I have a very special guest, Danny Ort, is with us today. And Danny and I will be talking about some of these very important, imperative issues that I believe we need to face. And as we face them, let me challenge us to do so based on the truth book. It is the Word of God. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And then in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that should be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway. It should be the truth of the Word of God that should motivate and mandate what we do. It should be, as I call it, the modus operandi of life and how we live based on the truth of the Word of God. It was the dystopian fiction novel of George Orwell, entitled 1984, when George Orwell, the secularist, made this statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we've arrived at that time. George Orwell was correct in what he said in that novel of 1984, but ladies and gentlemen, he was a little bit off. He said 1984, and we're finding it coming to full fruition in 2020, 2021, and I believe in the following years that's before us, lest we the people stand up and stop being sheeple and be the people that God's called us to be. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching rules and regulations, guidelines, and governmental authoritarian governmental controls taking place in America, and it's not allowing the governed, we the governed, and that is the very simplistic of our Declaration of Independence, that it's we the governed. We, the governed, are not having say-so anymore. It's simply rule by mob rule in the system in Washington and the Beltway, and it's because we've no longer decided to live by truth. It's very important. It was the 15th century church theologian and leader of the 15th century, the church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made this statement, and I made this statement many, many times, and I believe that it's worth hearing once again. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth. listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're rapidly approaching the day in America, just as in China, North Korea, Venezuela, Russia, Syria, and most, if not all, of the Muslim nations today, that truth, if you stand for truth, i.e. the truth of the Word of God in particular, you'll be beheaded, or you'll be shunned, or in some way prosecuted and persecuted by the governmental authorities. And I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't want to see that happen to America. But unless we do something immediately, I believe we're on the fast track for that. And when you find some laughing and some lying and the President of the United States totally lost in a state of crisis in America, it could be cause for grave concern and immediate action on the part of Christians. Yes, I believe that Christians should be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. I believe that it's time we as Christians stand for truth, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of brands like Honda and Echo for the homeowner. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about professional landscape equipment. And for the homeowner brand equipment, Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you ask the question, how can I find that? There's a wonderful benchmark. It's a gigantic flag, American flag. I believe the size of that flag, I've been told, is about 30 by 80 or 40 by 80. It takes 8 men to get it airlofted and up on the flagpole. That flagpole is 165 feet in the air. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find Old Glory flowing 24-7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're going to have an elongated monologue today because I want to simply give about the 15 top headlines that we see across America in the newspapers and in the news. You don't find it on the Communist Network News, but you'll certainly find it in the key news articles that you find that are conservative, the news that is real news in America. And most of the time you won't find that in the Communist Network News or any of those MSNBC or the others that so many people listen to, watch, and depend upon for news. But ladies and gentlemen, when the lieutenant governor makes that statement, let me just read it. Homeland Security Secretary is lying. Kamala Harris is laughing. And Joe Biden is completely lost when it comes to the massive and dangerous crisis at our border. The lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, lieutenant governor of the state of Texas, he finalizes his statement as he's being interviewed by Bill Hemmer. He says, please continue to keep our state and our nation in your prayers. Pray for the families of those that have lost loved ones due to the coronavirus and for our heroic health care workers. And he also, and as also always, keep our brave law enforcement officers in your prayers. And Dan Patrick, ladies and gentlemen, the lieutenant governor, state of Texas, says, and may God bless you, your family. May he continue to bless the greatest state of all. And of course, he says the state of Texas. But ladies and gentlemen, that is a very serious headline. There's another headline that very similar to that, talking about the same thing. Kamala Harris is laughing. Mikakis is the name of the Secretary of Homeland Security, is lying, and Joe Biden is lost on the border crisis, according to Daniel Patrick, Lieutenant Governor of the state of Texas. So, ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage. But may I ask you a question? In the midst of this extremely dangerous crisis that's taking place at our southern border, and the crisis in general that we find America in, when Black Lives Matter, the BLM, Marxist, socialist, communist movement that's gained hundreds of millions of dollars in their coffers in the past 12 to 14 months in particular, when you see BLM and others in that category, BLM, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa, parading and marauding through our nation, burning and pillaging and threatening and taking lives, and yet you see Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and others saying and doing nothing in the Beltway in Washington in the White House, with Nancy Pelosi being a Looney Tune that can't stop waving her arms and bragging about what they're doing and ramming these bills through. Ladies and gentlemen, how do we respond as Christians? What should we do? I believe that it's time that we recognize that we're in a crisis mode. Our nation, our whole nation, is plummeting. into what I call ultimate collapse. And I don't want to be the bearer of doom and gloom. Listen very carefully. That's not the modus operandi. That's not the motive. That's not the approach that I take on this broadcast each day. I want us to understand from the standpoint of the moral ethical decline, where our faith and family and the future and the freedom of America is simply being eviscerated, destroyed. And Psalms 11:3, if our foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And so I'm challenging the righteous. I'm challenging the Christians. I'm challenging the conservatives. I'm challenging every patriot today for us to realize where we're going and what is taking place. And in this plummeting to what I call ultimate collapse, it's not just a crisis. It's an ultimate collapse that's on the fast track. Ladies and gentlemen, I put it this way. It's as though being on a jumbo 777 full throttle ahead with no one at the pilot's seat. And that's exactly where we are in our nation today. Joe Biden, and I'm sorry to say, and he cannot help it, but Joe Biden is cognitively unable and inept to lead a nation. And we're going to talk about it in this broadcast today, where the baton has already been passed from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris. He did that just yesterday on national broadcast with a national news conference, where he turned Kamala Harris over as being the responsible party for watching over, guiding the decisions at the nation's border, on the southern border. Kamala Harris has been calling heads of state around the globe. Kamala Harris is the one that stands as sentinel, watching Joe Biden over his shoulder every move that he makes. It's Kamala Harris that Joe Biden says is the president of the United States. And he may not even realize he said that, but he stated that several times. In his cognitive inability, Joe Biden recognizes that he is not the one in charge. He's not the one in control. He's not the one that is at the helm of the ship leading our nation. He has already made the determination in his depleted mind that Kamala Harris is the one that's in the leadership role. And ladies and gentlemen, she's in charge of the office of president. So let's just take a glimpse, ladies and gentlemen, as we do what I call an elongated monologue to get to our discussion with Danny Ort. Danny is concerned about where we are as a nation. Danny is wanting us to be salt and light in what we're doing in society today, especially moving and mandating and motivating Christians to step up to the plate and be the salt and light that God will have us to be. Let me just quickly go down a list of what I call the 15 top headlines in America today, in the news today. Now, you might say, as I read these headlines, and that's basically what I'll do, is read these headlines, you might say, I've not read that. I've not seen that. Well, you've been listening to CNN News. You've been watching MSNBC. You've been watching the lunatics and the liars on television that's not going to tell you the real news, because they're part of the attempt to overthrow the United States of America and usher in the new world order. And that's exactly where we stand today. Here's a headline: overwhelming fraud. Michelle Bachmann hosts a conference on the 2020 election. I will take a moment to just give a little blurb from that. This article simply says a former Republican member of Congress who ran for president, Michelle Bachmann, is now the dean of the Graduate School of Government at Regent University in Virginia Beach, Virginia, noting some polls that nearly half of America, half the country, still do not believe that Joe Biden won the election. Michelle Bachmann has put together a seven-hour virtual conference Tuesday called Analyzing American Election Integrity. And it goes on to talk about what she has found and what they're determining. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. In all of the battleground states, listen to me very carefully. Every one of the battleground states, and cumulatively before the election was finalized and the determination certified, there were about 61 suits. And the John Roberts, the Chief Justice, refused to allow the Supreme Court to hear any one of them. Not a single case was heard. Not a single bit of evidence was allowed to be promulgated before any jury or any jurist in relationship to the theft of the election. And now the thing that is so strange and odd is, after the election is well passed, now all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, we find North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and other states that are now determining, yes, the election was stolen. Yes, there were major irregularities. Yes, there were problems in the election. Here's one that says lawmakers' resolution calls for an investigation of the 2020 election. That's in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, a number of suspicious circumstances were present during the counting of the ballots in the 2020 presidential election. Courts refused to look at them. But now a resolution adopted by the State Assembly is authorizing a full investigation, and it goes on to talk about that investigation that's taking place, ladies and gentlemen. And as we see that happening, it is my most humble opinion that each and every one of these investigations will ultimately come to the conclusion, yes, the election was stolen. Yes, Joe Biden was falsely placed in office. Yes, Donald J. Trump won the election, but it will be ultimately too late, and we will have already gone down the slippery slope on the high side of the mountain headed toward total communism in America. Here's another article that says, War on Christian Baker, now in the ninth year, that's in the state of Colorado, and he's now put on trial again. You might really understand Sweet Cakes Ministry, Sweet Cakes Bakery in Colorado. Jack Phillips was the one. Jack Phillips has gone through 9 years of being persecuted and prosecuted by the demons in the state of Colorado. And after the U.S. Supreme Court vindicated him completely, said that he is an artist and in his cake baking artistry, that he has the right as a Christian to refuse to bake a cake for the sodomite lifestyle. And now, as a result of that case being closed, the state of Colorado has filed suit against him again because a wicked sodomite pervert wanted a cake baked for their transitional surgery, being transitioned from male to female. And because Jack Phillips said no, they filed another federal lawsuit against him. Ladies and gentlemen, may I just do this as a parenthetical footnote to that? If we are watching this, and we are, we see what will be the ultimate demise of the church and of pastors and of Christians and Christian bakeries and Christian businesses across America if H.R. 5, that's House Bill 5 called the Equality Act, if that bill passes. It passed on the fast track in March of 2019 with 240 votes, went into the Senate immediately with 47 sign-on senators. It went on the fast track again just in 2 months ago. It's already passed in the House, in the United States House of Representatives. It's in the Senate now, and they're trying their best to find a way to force that through. And if that is forced through in the Senate, it will certainly be signed by Joe Biden. And once that happens, ladies and gentlemen, if I could use an old cliche that's used in the world today, it's Katie barred the door on churches, on Christians, on businesses, on anything that's called morals and ethics and faith and freedom and values. United States of America. We'll talk more about that in just a moment during the course of this broadcast. We're looking at the top headlines in relationship to what is happening in America. Baltimore Church closed last week for COVID violations, holds Sunday services, defying the health department's orders. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that we recognize that as churches, we need to open the doors. This headline is staggering to me. I don't know about how it sounds to you. It's staggering. But finally, one of the churches in Baltimore, Maryland, decided we're not going to be forced to stay closed any longer. We're going to open. You'll recall, if you've been tuned into this broadcast very long, that over 1 year ago, 15 months ago, I said when they started closing churches, if the pastors would stand together and refuse to close the churches, they would not have enough prison cells, jail cells to put us in, and the government could not wield its authority to force the churches to close. Notwithstanding that statement, pastor after pastor, church after church across America, with thousands of churches still remaining closed today because of a spineless preacher in the pulpit that refused to stand for the truth of the Word of God, refused to stand for our Second Amendment, First and Second Amendment rights. If that First Amendment's gone, the Second Amendment's gone, ladies and gentlemen, we have no Bill of Rights. Amendment 1 and Amendment 2, the right to keep and bear arms, Amendment 2, and the freedom of speech and the religious liberties in Amendment 1, without those two, we have no America. We have no Bill of Rights. And so I'm thankful for that pastor's stand. Here's another article. DEA agent Mark Abram fired for going to a Trump rally. Here's a DEA agent that has a no blemish on his record, but as a result of simply going to a Donald Trump rally, he's now been investigated and fired for no cause except for going to a Trump rally. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article. Biden demands gun control without waiting another minute, he says. He says he's not going to wait an hour, much less a minute, and he's going to order it to be. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that this government, the United States of America today, is being operated on the whims and the wishes and carried out by the executive orders? Joe Biden has already signed almost 70 executive orders in, 60 days that he's been in office? Everything is being wielded by absolute control and demand through executive orders. We're not going through the legislative process anymore. We're watching the demise of the constitutional republic in the United States of America today. And why am I passionate about it? Why am I concerned about it? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we lose our Bill of Rights, we will lose our freedom of religion and the freedom of speech. And if House Bill H.R. 5 goes through, everything that's said from a Christian perspective, from a conservative perspective, will be viewed as hate speech, and you will be persecuted and prosecuted and fined and or imprisoned by the federal government for not following their guidelines for proper speech and communication in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at another article. Radical Muslim terrorist kills 10 in the Colorado mass shooting. Media blames it on Trump supporters. In fact, one of the headlines on this, ladies and gentlemen, and it's sad, and I am saddened for the families it's left behind. But, ladies and gentlemen, immediately, Kamala Harris's one of Kamala Harris's sisters immediately came out and made the headlines that it was a Donald Trump follower, a white supremacist, that did the shooting. And other headlines followed that. They didn't investigate. They didn't seek out the truth. But here's a Syrian immigrant that was brought in under the Obama Biden administration that hates America. He hates white people. He hates the Jews. And by the way, another headline talks about the fact that that marketplace, the way he shot 10 people, was a kosher market. Kosher market. What does that tell you? He was not just going in shooting people because he was a white supremacist. He's not that at all. He is a Muslim, an Islamic jihadist that was on a killing spree, a mass murder, and now all of a sudden the world's coming to an end in Beltway in Washington. They want to take every person's weapons. And if all the citizens, if all we the people, we the citizens, legal citizens, are foreclosed from the possibility of having a right to keep and bear arms, only the thugs and the thieves and the Muslim jihadists will have weapons in America. Now I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, what I've called today laughter lying in the lost. And it's Joe Biden that's lost. It's Kamala Harris that's laughing. It's the head of the Homeland Security that is lying when he says the borders are closed and there's nothing that's taking place there. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got several other headlines that I'm going to touch on in a moment. But let me take a moment to introduce our guest today, Danny Ort. Danny is a brother in Christ. Danny loves the Lord. He's concerned about our nation. He's concerned about the future of America. He's concerned about where we're going and what we need to do as people. He has what he calls the common man theory. Danny, welcome to Let's Face the Issues today. Danny, you've heard my monologue. How do you respond to what I've said, and what do you think is the answer to where we are in America today?
Well, first off, I want to thank you once again for the opportunity to be here and to speak to your audience. There's no greater cause given man than to pronounce the truth and to live for Christ. And that's what I'm attempting to do here with you today. I look around and I see so much documentation of the truth in every word you speak. I want your audience to know.
It's all in stacks, but I know what's in those stacks.
I understand. Yeah, I don't. But I can imagine. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
But what I'd like to start out would be, what is the power of brainwashing and propaganda? How far do you have to look to see entire nations from birth to death that are brainwashed to think it is right, proper, and great to kill non-believers, non-Muslim? So from birth, they are brainwashed to the point where they will literally strap bombs on their own children, lead them into a crowd of people, and watch their children be blown apart just to kill the infidels, to kill the non-Muslim people. What's propaganda? For years and years, parents nurture their children. They bring them up in the way of the Lord and the theory that America is the greatest nation, only to enter college. And through propaganda, when they leave in 4 to 6 years, they are willing to call themselves a socialist. They're willing to join Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They're willing to riot, to loot, and to kill, if need be, for a unbelievable government takeover. Now, another brainwashing and another propaganda in our own country, where they stole an election and put an incompetent man in the position of president of the United States. What is the world thinking about America today? What kind of a slippery slope have we not only been on all these decades, but are laying at the bottom of because we're falling.
Absolutely. And Danny, would you, I'm sure you're familiar with this. Biden has refused to call Putin in Russia. Putin has already basically called our president a lunatic. Mm-hmm. Putin publicly in one of the recent meetings challenged Biden to a debate. Putin in that challenge, he then footnoted that, basically saying, and to the president of the United States, I wish him to have good health.
Yes.
He realizes, in fact, Danny, I believe the leader in North Korea, Kim Jong-il, or Un, just fired off several short-range missiles because he sees the weakness in America. Mm-hmm. You see Syria, you see Iran, all now, and China flexing their muscles because they see a weakened America because a cognitively unable president. So with that being said, Danny, are we watching the demise of our nation?
Well, for every nation you named and every leader of those nations, we must understand that they're only puppets of the future New World Order.
That's right.
And in order for their words to really do damage, it is for us to give it credibility and to fear it. If there's only, if the only fear we should have would be the fear of the unknown that we refuse to seek the truth on.
So many judges simply are not looking for truth.
That's right.
And I dwell on that each day.
Yeah. One of my main missions is that common man theory that I want to get out in the future. Mm-hmm. Evil behind closed doors. The theft of a nation, its destiny denied while plundering the world, building a new world order through the evil Trinity. And I say Trinity because I believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity.
That's right.
Well, Lucifer's a copier. Mm-hmm. Lucifer wants to duplicate and surpass God in his plans. So Lucifer created what I call the evil Trinity. It is government, it is organized crime, and it is the corporate power, greed, and wealth that they united behind closed doors. That's that evil, where they had the power to create a government, a hidden shadow government.
That's right,
Secretly take over the media first, the schools, the families, the industries. And in that theory, I have the proof. And at the end of my presentations, I always ask or say, prove me wrong, because I know they can't. They can't prove me wrong because this theory came to me, which I believe, through God Almighty.
Amen.
I was a whistleblower on a national issue in 1980. It's still yet to be told 41 years later. I've waited 41 years to sit in this chair with you and work on waking up America.
Amen.
Your listening audience, they always ask, well, what can we do? We can do great things together.
Amen.
Can do great things. Again, it says that God, through faith in God, he does miracles.
Right.
He takes a common person, and I call myself the common man.
Amen.
I don't have degrees in front of my name or behind my name. I was a laborer all my life. I raised. The two greatest things I did was have a son and a daughter.
Amen.
The third greatest thing is being here with you today to get this word out.
Amen.
And my enthusiasm is because I lived it, my own life, 70 years old. My testimony will rock your soul and put goosebumps all over your body.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I'll share it.
Amen. Well, Danny, what we're talking about, and I'm thankful that you're here with us today. We've got about 45 seconds before our top of the hour news break. I'm looking at another headline that says, the Holy Bible blasted as a bigoted document. The Equality Act explicitly targets the scripture. The Democrats' Equality Act explicitly targets the Bible with provisions that erase any allowance for differences between men and women. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at some onerous headlines, and Danny Ort is with us today to talk about, if you would use the term that I usually summarize, how should we then live? Ezekiel 33:10, and then that was used and quoted by so many down through the years, and that's the question, the bottom line. Based on what we're seeing, based on what we're saying, knowing where we're going, how should we then live? Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dial. Hang in there. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
Blood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University, in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.